The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
You can't build a beautiful masterpiece out of clay that is so hard it won't shake. If you deny his word or change it into a lie, the consequences of that action are visible to the whole world and are absolutely catastrophic.
James and Betty bring our attention to the dangers of unrighteousness next on Life Today.
Well, I wish I could say welcome with just a big happy shout, but I can't. I want us to get on shouting ground, and the high praises of God be on our lips all the time. But Betty, and by the way, I'm James Robinson. This is Betty. 59 years married now.
Wow.
I hope y'all got a picture of that. Show how, everybody how we kiss most of the time. That's safe even in the pandemic. Today's going to be a little bit serious, maybe very serious. We're either going to come back to God, as Joel said, and rend our heart, not our garments. Don't go through the motions. We're going to have a return to God with our whole heart. Or you're not going to have to wonder what power is going to take over our country. Because the powers that are prevailing of darkness and deception and dissension and anti-God, anti-biblical worldview, anti-founders worldview, anti-everything that put us in a place to be blessed beyond anything any nation, including Israel, even in the Promised Land, has experienced. We have become the most blessed, benevolent nation in history, and we have inspired charitable hearts, benevolence, done more for mission outreach than any people in history. Even though many people, too many, go to church, but they're not even part of his church. They're religious people. And many of them spend most of their time trying to convince all the other sheep why the other sheep are wrong. And the greatest scatterers of the flock, oftentimes, are the pastors and the priests and the preachers. And that's too bad, because when you scatter them, they're vulnerable to the slaughter. And now then, we are permitting the slaughter of the most helpless, precious little lives in the world. I mean, we've even written that protection into our law. And what I want you to understand is we're training people now to obey a power other than God and his truth, because there is no God truth. There's no God. I mean, there's certain major political parties that don't even want to under God anymore, and they don't want anybody praying, and they don't want anybody talking about God. And many of our different places, like schools and academic centers and even military places and business places, high places, you can't pray publicly. Many places, they better not catch you praying privately. Chaplains are being told they can't talk about God. They can't, and they sure can't talk about Jesus. So we're in a mess. You don't have to wonder. Betty, people don't need to wonder, are the communist China people coming to get us? They've already bought us. Are the Russians coming, and they're going to take over, and they're going to bomb us? Well, we're either going to be blown into dust and ashes and darkness where we can't even communicate. That's what they'll do. They'd rather not do that. They'd rather just take over, and the fact is they are. And our greatest enemy is not the Russians or the Chinese. It's our leaders here. Because our leaders here have become totally Marxist, progressive, liberal, socialist mentality that's anything but social blessings. It's social curses. And they're dominating us. And they've torn out every part of the First Amendment. I mean, there really isn't free speech. It's controlled speech unless it's their speech, period. And our leaders are in bed with the countries that are totally Marxist. God help us. You don't have to wonder, Betty, if the Chinese are going to take us over or the Russians, because we're being taken over by the same anti-God power they'll bring in. It's got to stop. Please hear me. But God, through all of his prophets, said, if you'll get right with me, Joel said, I'll make up for the years the locusts have eaten. I'll pour out the farm and latter. Every prophet said, if you'll just come back to me, to my shelter, my shadow, to the ultimate shepherd who is the Lord, he'll lead you in green pastures. He'll restore your soul. He'll let you go through every deep, dark, dangerous, deadly valley with his abiding presence. He will prepare a table of blessing in front of all your enemies. This is our Father God, that now you not only can't speak or have, you know, speech or really pursue happiness if it includes God. All right, I don't want you to miss this. I've talked about this before, but you really need to zero in. Romans 1:18, all the way to the end of the chapter. Now, you got to look at this, because this is precisely what we're doing. From the moment I created the world, I revealed everything about me in what I created. Everything. So you're without excuse. You don't have to read the Bible to see the truth. God made it very clear. If you sow good seed on unplowed, unreceptive ground, it will not grow well. Do you understand that? That is a visible, undeniable principle. If you deny the principles in this book, if you deny his word or change it into a lie, the consequences of that action are visible to the whole world and are absolutely catastrophic, destroying any kind of unity, any kind of harmony, any kind of real, wise, sane thinking, common sense even. You just can't deny this, but if you can't see it, look, the birds teach you more about free market principles than most people in Washington, and certainly most people in the academic institutions. Birds teach you, because Jesus said, if you want to learn something about real life and productivity and family and success, look at the birds. Look how much they care for their nests. Look how much they care for their young. Look how much attention they give. And the Father in heaven takes care of them. But guess what? Nobody beats them to work. The early bird gets the worm. The early bird gets everything he needs. You don't have to come feed them. They're looking for it the moment they can see. They'll look for it in the dark. They go to work. Today we're telling people, you don't need to go to work. Or you don't ever need to pay your bills. Matter of fact, we'll pretty well pay for everything you got. In other words, that's pure communism. It's the devil. And we're headed there so fast. We are headed in it. Listen, we are moving from sand to quicksand. We're moving from an accurate analysis of a terrible disease. And this is what we say to God. He says, you have a disease. It's deadly. It's terminal. And it's highly contagious. You know what it's called? Sin. You can hear the sermon. Sin. Sin. That's the disease. You have moved from building on sand, which won't work. New Orleans is a great example. They built on sand. They not only built on sand, they built below sea level. Probably it was easier for ports and economy. But when you build on sand, it's unstable. But they not only built on sand, they built on sand below sea level. That's double dumb. Nature says, you don't have to read in the Bible, don't build on sand, build on a solid foundation. To build those high rises, they go way down and build a solid foundation. If they don't, that whole thing will topple. Even when there's no sand involved, there's unsoundness involved. Double dumb is sand below sea level, but they got triple dumb. You can build below sea level if you build a dike big enough to withstand the fiercest Category 5 storm. Well, they said they did. They got the money to. They didn't. They lied, just like our leaders in Washington are nonstop lies. Lies. And now supported by people who go to church. But not only do they not believe the Bible, they don't believe what they can see. It's like we're sowing all our seed on the street. Concrete, and wonder why it doesn't grow. It won't grow if you don't have good soil. The more fertile the soil, the more bountiful the productivity can be. But you still have to prepare the soil. You got to plow it. That means work. You till it, makes it even beautiful. And when you plant it, you cover it. You don't squash it and bury it. You cover it. This is called, I reveal myself in what I created. You can't build a beautiful masterpiece out of clay that is so hard it won't shape. God says, I have revealed to you that if you change my, this is all in Romans, if you change my word into a lie, and you're doing it because you're not glorifying me as God. When you don't magnify me as the creator of them, you don't say we don't have a creator, we're just a big bang. Big bang, I'm a fisherman. There's no fisherman that could be an evolutionist. You can't drop a fishing tackle box, bang, and the lures get organized. And the more you shake it, it doesn't get better. For God's sake, Lord, for your sake, for freedom's sake, what's happened? Well, let God tell you exactly what happens. He says, when you change my truth into a lie, judgment starts. How? The Russians are coming. The Chinese are coming. No, the enemy's here. And he says, the moment that you don't make me who I am and see me in all I created and you change it into a lie, you're given over to the appetites I warned my people about when I sent them into the promised land and say the beauty and the productivity and the fruitfulness and the potential wealth, you've got to be careful because you've never seen anything like this. And you don't want to make an idol out of it, because the moment you make an idol out of it, the moment you do, your appetites are going to become your God. The beautiful appetites I gave you. I mean, you can become a glutton. You become lustful. You become greedy. You begin to live for yourself and your kingdom. You forget your neighbor. You treat my word like it's unimportant, like it's an idle word, somebody's opinion. They're the wrong party. They're the wrong tribe. When you change my truth into a lie, you're going to be given over to your appetites. Gluttony, lust, promiscuity, pedophilia, hate, selfishness, self-serving, self-seeking, trying to control you. And it'll even get to the place that's not even natural. It's against nature. Men are going to start falling in love with men and having sex. Women, the same thing. It's all going to happen. And by the way, it happens just as bad with heterosexuals. Anytime God's not God, something other than God controls us. Like Billy Graham says, we dig our graves with our teeth. We can't control our appetites that God gave us. So judgment sets in. And then it goes on to say that it gets so bad that you're given over to what the Bible calls basically a reprobate mind. A mind, Betty, it is a mind that cannot determine light from dark, noon from midnight, left from right, good from bad, good from evil. Can't think straight ever, right?
That's right.
You think you see some of that prevailing in our country?
Absolutely.
Totally crooked, lopsided thinking.
We turn lawlessness into the law.
Did you just hear that? And you get rid of any attempt to enforce what is undeniably a law. I'm sorry. I wish I... God's told me he quit apologizing for the passion in me. I'm not angry. I'm angry at the deceiver running God's planet, ruining God's planet, dividing God's church, scattering the sheep, and slaughtering the sheep. I'm tired of it. And you need to be tired of it. And I'm telling you, we can turn it around right now. He goes on to list all the everything in this last part of chapter 1 down to 32. Lists every ugly thing you're seeing. And he says it becomes common, but you don't even recognize what it actually is. It's you being controlled by the appetites because you wouldn't let me be the one who can help you control your appetites. And then you know what the last verse says? America, Americans, politicians, congressmen, courts, Supreme Court, not only do these things and allow these things, but give hearty approval to those who do them. Read your Bible. God says, you don't have to read this. Just look and see what's happening. To say all hell is broken loose is an understatement. Now, we either come back to God and we get common sense and wisdom back in leadership. And you can do it with a ballot. Betty, the ballot is a gift from God to every American citizen. And you need to go to the poll in person, prove you're a citizen, prove your identity, and vote there. That's how you vote. God, I do not want insanity to rule this country one more year. I want to see us turn this Titanic ship of state away from the horrific icebergs and head towards safe harbor. God, correct our course. Safe, secure harbor. Bless our lives so we can bless all the people you love all over the world. In Jesus' name, wouldn't you like to do that? This is the last week of Water for Life. Would you help us drill more, if possible, than the 350 areas we've targeted? Would you help us drill a water well? The need is great. You're the miracle people are praying for. Watch prayerfully. Hey, let's watch God make up for the years the locusts have eaten.
Water, Earth's most abundant natural resource. Yet, out of this abundance, only a tiny fraction of it is suitable for drinking. And suitable is a loose definition.
This is the water. This is the only water that is available to this village. You can probably see it's absolutely filthy. There's animal waste all around. It all gets into the same water. This is unspeakable agony to me. Because the thing that I've seen on this trip is these people are doing absolutely everything they can. They walk as many hours as they have to find some water, and it's not clean water. They cannot do anything else. I wouldn't let my dogs drink this water, and this is all these children have.
While the problem here is serious, the solution is surprisingly simple, and it's already been implemented in this Central American village.
This is a time when I don't mind watching them stand here and pour water over their head because I know it's good water.
That's right. Yeah. This is a place for which we give great praise to God and gratitude. But we need to drill hundreds of wells like this all over the world. And you can see, if you can't look at these children, look at their faces, look how happy they are, and understand the importance of clean water, it becomes the center of life, schools, spring up. We want children to get an education, and we want them to come and get healthy, clean drinking water. Thank you, God.
Well, you know, I watched that, and my heart is so touched because I see the tragedy there when they don't have the fresh, clean water, and I see that contaminated disease water, know what it's going to do to those precious little ones. Eventually, they're going to pass away, they're going to die, and their mothers are going to be so saddened. As I was sitting there watching that, I thought, how many times do I go to the grocery store, and I use bottled water. A lot of us do, most of us do probably. And I go and I see on down that aisle, all this bottled water. Well, I'm looking for a particular brand because I don't know why water's water, isn't it? But I'm looking for that particular brand, and I think, there it is. I'm going to get that one. And I have a choice to make of everything in that grocery store. But then I think about these mothers, and they go down to the only water source that they have with these buckets just to get water for their families that they might survive one more day. They don't have a choice as to what brand they get. They don't have a choice even to the water source. It's the only source. And they know that that source of water might possibly kill their children. Maybe it's a long, drawn-out death, horrible death. Maybe it's quickly. But whatever, they don't have a chance without the water wells. Will you please join with us and let's drill those water wells? It's a source of life for them. So please join with us again and again and again as you have so many, many times. Maybe this is your first time. What an exciting journey you're on because you'll see the difference that drilling those wells makes. It brings life. It gives life.
When you've seen these little children and how much their mothers love them and their little babies are their greatest joy because they don't have much stuff to call fun stuff. And when you've seen thousands of these little ones buried in tiny little graves, and then you see what a well does. And it's the miracle cure that never fails. It never fails. I'm asking God to give us the greatest outpouring of love. I believe God has shown me that not just the missionaries and our water scouts, but our drilling rigs are going to find an area, I feel like I've seen this, where they don't even have to move the rigs over rugged terrain. They can just go straight miles. They may have to go across unpaved areas. I think they'll be able to add another 50 wells in one area, and the people won't even have to travel a long way to get to the well we drilled. It'd be right there in their little neighborhood, and that would mean 400 wells. But we're targeted 350 in 20 nations. And by the way, we drill a lot of wells in nations we never talk about, like India and Asian nations and Central America. And it's unbelievable. But we've seen over 17 million little children saved just in Africa. Would you right now go get your bank card or get a check, make it to life? Get that card, go online, or dial that number where people are calling to be prayed with. Because we love them, and they know it. But you call, be determined to get through, take your bank card. If you could give the $4,800 for a well, please do. Many people tell us that's their greatest joy every year, is drill a well. Thank you. Give a part of a well, $2,400, and say, God, give me someone to match that. We got a well, $1,200, three people join you. $48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life, $144. 30 people. So whatever you can do, do it right now. Use that bank card like a check. Please, we have some beautiful gifts to give you. And this week, in addition to the gifts, we're sending you Living Amazed with all the incredible things happening that a shy person, somebody many times nobody knew, changed everything for a person, a family, a community, even cities, even nations. We're going to send it to you to say thanks this week because I want you to get into it. Please, right now, go online, call that number. Thank you so much. Remember, it's the last week. We need to hear you. We need to know what you're going to do. We need to hear from you. Please.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Bible Promises for Life, the the ultimate handbook to everything God guarantees you in His Word, and a powerful resource that will give you the confidence to face life's troubles. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the I Will Give You Rest Throw. It's a reminder of our Savior's promise of rest to those who trust in His grace and love. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our new inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
If you get a busy, you be as determined as you knew you were going to get the miracle cure for somebody you love, because you're giving it. Okay? We're going to send you Bible Promises for Life. This week, I'm sending you Living Amazed with a very detailed table of contents. In other words, how does a guy walk in Muhammad Ali's house and in 3 hours totally change the most famous person in the world's future? Read it, because God can use you that way. How do you stop on a parking lot and talk to teenagers and change, literally win to Christ virtually the whole town and turn it into one of the most beautiful places in America? You can do it. Last week, I want you to make the greatest gift you can, because we're giving the greatest gift. We're giving life. And I'm praying we're going to get more response than the 350 wells we're asking God for this year. Thank you, God. God bless you. Let's pray for God to make up for the years the locusts have eaten, because we're going to believe He's God and live like it. Thanks for watching.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today.
The hope of heaven is really the greatest hope of humanity.
Max Lucado dives deep into the 26 words of John 3:16 next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.